podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Life Hack Monday.
That's exactly what we call it. This is where we ask you to share with us your little tips that make life that little bit easier, okay? So all we want you to do is text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. You can call us on 6797 981. And we have some passes for IMC Cinemas to be given away for somebody with a decent life hack. Like, I've a really good one coming up in a second, because it's something that always bothers me. But anyway, Jeremy is here with me.
I have two gems for you now.
Okay, yeah.
These are life hacks that I've discovered in the last year. So that's what we want to hear from you. We want to hear how you make life easier, and we'd reward you with cinema tickets. Okay, here's the first one. Picture this, Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
You set your alarm for 7 o'clock in the morning on your phone. Everybody wakes up using their phone alarm now, don't they? Nobody has an alarm clock anymore.
Yep.
Alarm clocks are old hat, aren't they?
I don't know anybody who has an alarm clock, no.
So this is my alarm. Goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning, yeah? It's Family Guy. It's my alarm.
Right.
And you wake up and you look across on the table where your phone is and you go, snooze. Okay?
We all do it.
We all do it. And then 5 minutes later, it goes off again, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you snoozed it, yeah.
And you go, oh, jeez, I'm not ready to get up. Oh. And you don't even realise you're doing it. You snooze it in your sleep, and then you realise you've slept without. Here is a life hack. This is so simple, I'm surprised nobody has ever thought about it before. Now, when I go to bed at night, I set my alarm on my phone, and I put my phone underneath my bed.
Underneath your bed?
Underneath my bed.
Oh, so you physically have to get out of the bed.
So I physically cannot snooze my phone anymore. And I started doing it last week and it actually works. So when you set your... And I want everybody to do this because I don't want any more people sleeping it out in the mornings. So this stops... The snooze is for losers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Set your alarm for a time you're going to get up and don't be snoozing. Just get up at the time you're setting your alarm for. No need for snooze.
Right.
Okay? No need for that 5 minutes.
Up
okay?
you get.
So put the phone underneath your bed before you go to sleep, which means you have to physically get out of bed and find the phone to turn off the alarm. And the job is done. Was I on time for work today?
You were indeed.
Thank you very much.
In fact, you were a bit early.
Now, here's my second life hack.
Go
this
on,
is
yep,
even better.
Okay.
This is something that men and women that annoys you. Okay, so you get into the shower.
Right, okay.
You have a shower.
Yeah, lovely, lovely,
it's
lovely.
It's a lovely shower. And if you're like me, you'll spend 25 minutes in the shower. And the whole bathroom is steamed to bits afterwards. Then you get out of the shower and you want to have a shave. But you can't have a shave because the mirror in your bathroom...
is all steamed up.
...is all fogged up. And you have to use your dirty underwear to get rid of the fog, and it takes ages for the fog to go. Here's a life hack for you.
Yep.
Before you get into the shower, hang a tea towel over the mirror in your bathroom, and that part of the mirror won't fog up. Therefore...
But when you take the tea towel off, will it not fog up then?
No, it doesn't. No.
It doesn't.
Because you have an extractor in the shower. You eat it, Adrian. Extractors get rid of the steam.
Yeah, so, they don't always work.
By the way, I love that funky music.
Yeah, see?
Yep, cool. There you go. So here you are. You get out of the shower... You take the tea towel off the mirror and there's a little square piece that the tea towel is hanging over. There's your mirror. You don't have to wait 20 minutes to have a shave. You can have a shave while there's still steam in the bathroom. Thank you very much.
Okay, we want to hear from you. What are your little life hacks? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. What are your little secret things just to make life that little bit easier?
So where are you putting your phone tonight when you go to bed?
I'm leaving it next door.
You have to be able to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Has to be within earshot.
So under the bed or the other side of the room, basically.
Here's Jeremy's rule.
Yep.
Within earshot, out of arm shot. Remember that. You heard that on 98FM. What is it, Adrian? Repeat it to me.
Within earshot, out of arm shot.
Yes. As in, it's close enough that you can hear it, but it's too far away that you can't reach it with your arm.
Okay.
Say it again.
Within earshot, but out of arm shot.
That's the one.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. What are your little life hacks? Rob is in Swords. You're on 98FM, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad yourself.
Rob, what are your little life hacks?
If you don't have a coin for the trolley, you get it with euros as well.
Happens to me every time I go to the supermarket. I don't have a 1 or 2 euro coin in my pocket.
Yeah, so the round end of a key usually works as well.
Oh.
The round end of a key?
No.
Oh, right, so my front door key, yeah?
Yeah.
You're saying that the round end, you shove it into the trolley and it'll release it.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me just.
We don't have a trolley in the studio here, Ace. No, I know. Can't try this out.
I'm just looking at my key. Yeah. Look, if I take that rubbery thing off my key, yeah, you shove that in, and it'll release the trolley.
Yeah, it's the same size as the coin.
What a clever idea! Because it actually happened to me the other day. Arrived at the supermarket, no coins in my pocket.
Nothing worse.
Had to go into this is exactly what happened to me, actually. Had to go into Tesco, get money out of the cash machine, go to the cash desk, ask for change, and then go back out and get my trolley. So I could have just taken my front door key and shoved it into the trolley.
No, but does the trolley not take your money with you when you put it into it? So
no, because it really is just releasing the lock thing.
Ah, okay.
That's a great idea, Rob.
Yeah.
I'll try that this afternoon. I'll try that this afternoon when I'm doing my shopping.
Rob, what's the key for alarm, setting the alarm in the morning? What's the key?
Keep it at the arm's distance.
No, that's not what I said at all, Rob.
Within earshot, but out of arm shot.
Yeah, within earshot, yeah. Out of arm shot, okay?
Come on, Rob. Thank you. 6797981 is our telephone number. We want to hear from you, your life hacks. Sylvia is in Selbridge in County Kildare. Hi, Sylvia.
How you doing?
Sylvia, what is your little tip to make life easier?
Yeah, you know, if you buy the jar of coconut oil that you buy? Well, if you mix two spoonfuls of that into salt, a spoonful of salt, and put it all over your shower to get the scum off the shower and the bath, and then just rinse it all off, sparkle it.
So explain that to me again.
You know the coconut oil that you get in the jars?
Yeah.
Well, if you mix two spoonfuls of that in a little bowl, yeah, and a spoonful of salt and mix it all up and kind of wash it onto your shower doors on your bath.
Right.
And then rinse it off and it's sparkling. No scum.
Oh,
no scum at all.
No scum at all. Very good.
No.
Yeah. Now, what I do is, you know those shower sprays that you can buy?
Yeah.
I get the one in Lidl, and it's only 50 cent a bottle or something like that. It's very cheap. And I spray it on every day after my shower. And
yeah,
we got a new shower about a year and a half ago, and it's still spotless. Absolutely, yeah, spotless. You just have to get into the habit of doing it.
There's another product I never knew existed until about 6 months ago, Sylvia. Have you ever heard of a thing called sugar soap?
Yeah.
I never knew.
What's sugar soap?
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing until 6 months ago. You can get it in any shops. Sugar soap, Sylvia, you explain what it is.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you're you want to wash your skirting boards, get all the grease off them and your presses and any kind of wood or anything like that.
Sugar soap literally cleans everything.
Never heard of it. Now I have.
Yeah.
Amy.
Hi, good morning.
One of my pet hates in life is ironing. You have an ironing tip for us.
If you hang your clothes on a hanger in the bathroom when you're having a shower, then the creases will just fall out from the steam.
Oh, so there's no need to iron them at all?
Well, no, my kids don't even know. They taught my ironing board and my mum's was a surfboard.
Well, they'd never seen an ironing board.
No.
Really? That's mad.
It's a horrible thing to have in your house, though.
Yeah, it's a real sign that you're
old, isn't it?
They fit nowhere. But yeah. So I hate ironing shirts, okay?
I don't know now if you'd get away with a weird shirt.
Oh, really? Oh.
I don't know.
Right, because I hate ironing shirts, and I'd love a tip that I don't have to iron shirts anymore. But no, that's not going to work. Sure, it's not. But for most other stuff, it does work. Thank you, Amy. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Put pet bedding into pillows, tie the pillow in a knot, and then put it in the washing machine. Keeps all the hairs inside.
What a clever idea! What a brilliant idea. All right, let's have a look at Carl's message. Where is that? Text message. Okay. My life hack is, says this message, when having a shave, rub Vaseline on your chest so the hairs fall and stick onto your chest so no mess on the floor. And then jump into the shower after and boom, the hair is gone, says Carl. Sorry, Carl, do you shave your chest? That's interesting in itself. All right, let me go to line one. Michael, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Michael?
How's it going?
Michael, you have another suggestion for getting up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Which is?
Right, basically what I do is I tie my phone cover to my blinds.
Right.
So when my alarm goes off in the morning, you know when you grab your phone and you just squint out your eyes to look at it to turn it off?
Yep.
When I pull my phone towards me, it opens the blinds.
Really?
So the entire room just becomes so bright, you just go, your eyes whip open and you're just like, oh, God.
And
it's time to get up.
What a clever idea.
Tell you.
And it works, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And Adrian, imagine man would go by me and I wouldn't wake up, and this works perfectly for me.
That's a brilliant idea. I love it. Fair play. Thanks, Michael. Amanda, you're on 98FM. How are you, Amanda?
Hi, good morning.
Now, you've a suggestion for us for dirty pots.
Well, it stops them from being dirty.
Okay.
When you're making casseroles, stews, anything like that in pots, slow cookers, you get a teaspoonful of oil. You get a kitchen towel, you rub it all around the end, put all your stuff in, leave it, and then when you take your stuff out, nothing sticks to the bottom. So you don't have to spend ages scrubbing the bottom of the pot.
Which is my pet hate. I hate having to do it.
No,
my missus will say, you never do it anyway, Kennedy, but when I do, I hate doing it. So,
It takes so long.
Oh, it takes forever. Yeah, it's tedious.
Yeah, yeah.
So explain that to me one more time.
Okay, teaspoonful of oil.
Yep.
Piece of kitchen towel.
Yep.
Run it all around the end of the pot or the casserole dish or whatever you're cooking in. Throw everything in, cook it away, take your things out, and then you just have to wash the pot as normal.
So regardless of what you're cooking, it's just a little bit of oil around the bottom of the the bottom of the pot.
That's it.
Right. I'm definitely going to remember that one. Because will that stop you burning the pot?
It stops the food from burning at the end of the pot.
Right, sticking to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely going to take that. So even if you pour water in on top of it, it still won't stick?
Nope.
Brilliant idea. Thanks, Amanda. And finally, our final life hack today is from Joey in Clondalkin. How are you, Joey?
How are you doing?
Good, Joey. Now, what's your little tip to help make life a bit easier?
Well, when my wife goes to work and I have my little girl there and she wants to go to play, she's 8. She's got quite long hair. So I get a bobbin, I'll roll it over the nozzle at the top of the Hoover, I'll Hoover her hair, roll the bobbin off, perfect, job done.
You see, and us men are so lazy, we really are. So explain.
Well, come here, it's a great job, no straight hairs, no nothing, bobbin on it, job done,
fair play to you, Joey. That's a great little life hack. Let me read out one or two more. The best way not to iron shirts ever again is to leave them into the dry cleaners. They'll do them for you. Now, I actually have a friend of mine, and he's the laziest good for nothing altogether. He drops all of his shirts into the dry cleaners, and he collects like bunches of them. For the sake of, I'm not mad about ironing, but I would prefer to do that than waste whatever it is on getting the dry cleaners to do it. Do it yourself, you lazy good for nothing. And I've said this to him anyway. And one more WhatsApp voice message.
Dustin. So my hint is, after polishing, use Lenore fabric softener and the dust won't stick to it as bad. Also, use salt on your sinks to get off brown stains. Cheap shaving foam is brilliant for getting scum off the shower doors and it'll keep the scum off for a couple of days. The water that you use for the scented water that you use for irons, if you put them in a spray bottle, spray them on any fabric, beds, furniture, curtains, they leave a lovely smell in the room.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you very much indeed for all of your life hacks. And just back to the pots again. Instead of scrubbing a dirty pot, a small bit of water and a dishwasher tablet and put it on to boil. Now, to the person who sent that in, I actually tried that. I badly burned a pot a while ago, and I knew that was a thing to do, was to put a dishwasher tablet in and boil it, and it still didn't clear the black off the pot because I really burnt the pot really badly. So I'm definitely going to take that suggestion of rub just a little bit of oil at the bottom of the pot, and regardless of what you're cooking, it will clear it off. And one final WhatsApp voice message, and it's this.
Adrian, my tip is for shirts. Now, you wash them, but you make sure when you buy them, you buy non-iron shirts. So you wash them and then you stick them in the dryer for about 5-10 minutes on their own, on the hanger, ready to go. No ironing needed at all.
Thank you, Sue. Now, I do have one non-iron shirt, and it's actually deadly, it is. It's a white shirt that I wear, and it says non-iron on it, And lo and behold, you don't have to iron. When you take it out of the washing machine, I don't know how these things work, but it actually doesn't need ironing. But I can never find a non-iron shirt when I'm looking for a non-iron shirt. They're few and far between. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for that message. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.